just make space. So we've got this time, we've got another full day. Let's see if we can go at a pace of true appreciation. So what would that be? To go slowly, to move through the day as if it were all part of this grand ceremony. The ceremony of being. The ceremony of being human. And opening to this mystery. So, you know, on my way here, I saw someone walking their dog. And this little beagle just trotting along the sidewalk and then looking up at her master, her mistress. And it was just a moment of glimpsing the unfolding of another person's life, of another creature's life. And that's what our practice opens for us, is that deep sensitivity, both to the mystery of our own lives and to the mystery of other lives happening all around us. So let's practice together with that sense of reverence and care and deep appreciation. And then walking periods, stepping out into the light, into the day, and taking in the beauty of the world. And through the day, we'll have more opportunities for reflection and discussion and sharing. Because this is a living in the world, we know that listening and speaking and all the forms of communication that we engage with, these are rich arenas of practice. So we can practice with each other in a safe space. So let's begin with a nice period of practice. We'll sit for about 45 minutes this morning. And welcome to everyone in the Zoom room. I hope you're all well and you slept well. So, in the Zen tradition, perhaps many of you know, there is a wooden board that is rung. And this percussive sound of the striker on the board begins in a very intermittent rhythm and then becomes more and more rapid until it diminishes. And this sound is meant to evoke a sense of urgency. And these wooden boards are usually inscribed with the words, "Awake, awake, time flies like an arrow. It does not wait for anyone." So when we hear this call to return to the formal practice of sitting, it's this message of remembering the precious human birth, this rare gift of consciousness. So as we settle in, rediscovering our own particular ways of entering a period of silent practice, adjusting the posture, finding an ease, this beautiful balance of upright alertness and relaxed receptivity. May I be awake in my life. May I receive the myriad phenomena that come forward in my experience. And may my practice truly be of benefit to all beings. We may want to begin by sweeping the attention through the body, and bringing this compassionate gaze, this compassionate attention to wherever there is constriction, holding, tension, gently releasing, relaxing. Likewise, sweeping the attention through mind and heart, allowing whatever is present to be there, even as the thought, the mood, the sensation changes, vanishes, or reappears in a different form. Making this our practice to allow experience, to receive it, to know it, and give it permission to unfold. Not me, not mine, not who I am. Notice what is in the forefront of your awareness. Thinking itself can be known as thoughts arising. It takes some practice not to get entangled in those thoughts, not to begin generating the storyline, but just to notice, oh, planning mind, reviewing mind, whatever it is. It takes energy to keep coming back to this present moment experience. And this effort, balance of effort, is rewarded as continuity of mindfulness grows and the mind settles. We sit, we remain attentive, we return to the present moment in order to let these muddy waters, future thinking, past thinking, the clutter of daily life responsibility, the stories we've read or heard that flicker as images in the mind. We sit quietly, receiving the support of others to remain present, so that this quivering, wavering mind can truly settle, and in the clear water there can be a seed of wisdom, understanding our own patterns of reactivity, trusting ourselves more and more to meet experience with genuine care and compassion. So we train together in order to go out into the world and bring this quality of care to the way we live, to the conversations and relationships that we're part of. Virya is this quality of courageous effort. This is the poem I read yesterday by Yeshe Tsogyal, the foremost woman in the history of Tibetan Buddhism, who lived in the 8th century. Her poem invites us to believe in our own innate wisdom and clear seeing. Listen, O brothers and sisters, you who have mastered the teaching. If you recognize me, Queen of the Lake of Awareness, who encompasses both emptiness and form, know that I live in the minds of all beings who live. Know that I live in the body of mind and the field of the senses, that the 12 kinds of matter are only my bones and my skin. We are not two, yet you look for me outside. When you find me within yourself, your own naked mind, that single awareness will fill all the worlds. Then the joy of the one will hold you like a lake, its fish with gold-seeing eyes will grow many and fat. Hold to that knowledge and pleasure, and the creative will be your wings. You will leap through the green meadows of earthly appearance, enter the sky fields, and vanish. When you hear the sound of the bell, receiving the vibrations as an invitation to bring this care, this clear seeing, to the transition from sitting to standing to moving to stepping outside. Bringing this quality of genuine interest to both our own experience and this awareness of the world around us. Letting the woods and the trees, the plants and the earth, be our teacher.